to Acts chapter 2, very quickly. As I said earlier, as I was surfing the TV, tired of politics, tired of my wife hollering, "You need to watch something else." I finally agree. That's true. So it landed on a program that was dealing with the people in Burma, Southeast Asia. It had a little table outside the hut. On that little table was a small portable radio. And sitting around that small portable radio were families. And they had a smile on their face. And I found out when the camera hit that radio really good, they were listening to the simple Word of God. And the more I watched it, the more I realized, Terry, you don't have to over-present it, over-address it. Just give it as it has been given. The Bible is a very straightforward message from Jesus Christ. Amen. And the longer I watched this show, the bigger the smile on the face of the families that were gathered around the portable radio. And God began to work on me. And He said, "Terry, you see, My Word," He says, "you call it the Bible, is enough. My Word is the power of Almighty God. And when My Word is presented as I have given it, the power is unleashed." And these people were sitting there listening to the simplicity of the gospel, the Word of the living God, being filled with joy and excitement and thanksgiving, not debating, "Well, I'm a Christian, and I'm supposed to believe this. I'm a Southern Baptist, so I'm supposed to believe this, but not believe that." You got to stay within that denominational box. You understand that, don't you, Terry? Some people have said, and Terry does not understand that. The Word of God is way out of the box of denomination.
Amen.
It's way beyond the logic of Terry Davis. The Word of God is the power of God. And it was bringing in its simplicity salvation to those, and listen to this, salvation to those that were just sitting around it and listening to it. There wasn't any high-powered preacher sitting there with them explaining what they were hearing. They were just hearing it as it has been given, and it was doing the work. The Holy Spirit was working, Jesus was working, God the Father was working, and lives were being changed. Lives were being transformed, listen to this, by the power of Almighty God all by itself and nothing else. And I say to the Southern Baptists that I am by choice, I bet they weren't discussing, do we speak in tongues now or wait till later? Do we have a service of miracles now or do we have it later? They're listening to the Word of God and they're hearing what the Word says. And they came together and Jesus performed miracles. And Jesus fed the 5,000 and more that were coming together and gathered together. Jesus Christ, the miracle worker. Jesus Christ, Savior. Jesus Christ, the Lord. In other words, they believed everything they were hearing from the Word of the living God. And I'll tell you something today. I believe that God can heal. And I believe that God can deliver. And I know there's some here this morning that would raise their hand and say, pray for me, please. I'm going through some great difficulty. There's spiritual warfare taking place in my life, and I need the risen, resurrected Lord, and I need His sword. I need the Word of the living God, and I need the power of Almighty God to get me over these satanic strongholds and mindsets that I'm going through as a child of the living God. You know what? Everything they were hearing from the Word, they were believing. It. They didn't know any better. They hadn't been taught any better. And I say to you at Hainesville Baptist Church and everyone that assembles in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, maybe we need to get out of the box. Maybe we need to once again, in a fresh way, being revitalized and just receiving the Bible as God has given it to us. And not doubting anything and not saying as a Southern Baptist, I can't do that. They'll blackball me. If I believe in the miracle working power of God, I'll get in trouble. If I really believe that God can heal, I'm going to get in trouble. Well, let me tell you something. Maybe we need to go back to the gospel. And I'll tell you this. Jesus Christ is the originator of the Word of God. And Jesus Christ loves His possession. It is His from the beginning. It is His all the way. That is non-negotiable. Amen. Turn to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 14. Would have loved to have been here on that day. Peter has something to say that the church today needs to hear again and again and again. Acts chapter 2, verse 14. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. He said, "Men of Judea, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let this be explained to you. Listen closely and pay attention to what I have to say. These people are not drunk, as you assume, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is the beginning of what was spoken of through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all mankind. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see divinely prompted visions. And your old men," and I'm there now, "shall dream divinely prompted dreams. Even on my bondservants, both men and women, I will in those days pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy." Brother, you mentioned prophecy in a Southern Baptist church, and they look at you like you have lost your ever-loving mind. What does the Word of God say here? If God said it, you better believe it. If God said it, you better get ready for it, because God is going to bring it. And He'll bring it with the Spirit. He'll bring it with His power. Verse 19, "And I will bring about wonders in the sky above, and signs attesting miracles on the earth below. Blood and fire and smoking vapor. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood." Is that literally going to happen? Absolutely. It says it will in the book of Revelation, which is the unveiling of Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. Again, Savior and Lord. "And it shall be that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, invoking, adoring, and worshiping the Lord Jesus, shall be saved," that is, rescued spiritually. If you want to be born again and receive eternal, everlasting life, it is to receive Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. For the Bible says, by grace through faith are you saved. And I'll say it again, that is not going to change. It is non-negotiable. It is Jesus Christ who died on the cross. It is Jesus Christ who paid your sin debt in full, a debt that you could never ever pay. Jesus went to the grave, and by the power of Almighty God, and listen to this, in Scripture, Jesus says to the Apostle Paul, and Paul makes this clearly known. He says, brother, I am alive unto Christ, that I may manifest the power that it took to raise Jesus Christ from the dead. That's the power I want in my life, and that's the power that I want to live by. It is high time in our churches, and I am thankful that here at Hainesville Baptist Church that you allow God to be God. And if somebody comes forward and needs to be prayed for and hands need to be laid on, if all needs to be put on your head, we will do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He gets all the glory and that it grows us in maturity in the risen, resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. He says in verse 22, men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man accredited and pointed out and attested to you by God with the power to perform miracles. Do you need a miracle? You don't have to go to an Assembly of God church or a Church of God. Brother, that ought to be done in the house of God. If this is really the house of God, let God be God and do what God wants to do when He wants to do it. And if somebody needs a supernatural miracle in your life to deal with the supernatural attack that is coming upon you, then so be it. Back to the Word of God. Man, this man, verse 23, when handed over to the Roman authorities according to the predetermined decision and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross. No, He lets you nail Him to a cross. And put to death by the hands of lawless and godless men. But God raised Him up. My friends, the power that is resurrection power to raise you from the dead is a power that overcomes all resistance. When you live by the Word of God, am obedient unto God, you have a power that is resistant. It is an overcoming power. It is a conquering power. And we, as God's people, in the United States of America right now, are about to experience some of the greatest hostility that Christians have ever experienced in the United States of America. Brother, if you're not attached to God, you need to get attached. If you're not saved, you need to be saved. If you don't believe God is all powerful, then you got a problem and you need to get over it. Back to the Bible. But God raised him up, releasing him and bringing an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in death's power. Same for you and me. For David says of him, I saw the Lord constantly before me. For He is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken from my state of security. Therefore my heart rejoiced and my tongue exulted exceedingly. Moreover, my flesh also will live in hope. The hope. I don't care for hope, I want assurance. And brother, everything that comes from the hand of a loving God is what? Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. For you will not forsake me and abandon my soul to Hades, the realm of the dead, nor let your Holy One undergo decay after death. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will fill me, infusing my soul with joy, with your presence. Brothers, I may confidently and freely say to you regarding the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. And so, being a prophet, and knowing fully that God has sworn to him with an oath that he would seat one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke prophetically of the resurrection of the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. And let me say this, you know what I'm going to say. Jesus Christ was the Messiah. He was Lord. He was the Anointed One in eternity past, before anything ever existed or was created. Again, that is non-negotiable. And I don't care what Congress has to say. I don't care what the House has to say. I don't care what Pelosi has to say. It is time to say enough is enough. They're only going to do what we allow them to do. It is high time, and I'd love to see it, where congressmen and those in the House would have a copy of the Word of God And when it's time, all Christians rise to their feet and begin to read the Word of the living God and let the power of God rule and reign in every session that we have. And I'll say it again, God is not a woman. God is God. He is Spirit. Jesus Christ is the God-man. And therefore, when that sucker gets up to pray again, brother, it's not amen, woman. It is amen, so be it. God bless it.
Amen.
Back here. God raised this Jesus bodily from the dead. And of that fact we are all witness. He says in verse 33, therefore having been exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this blessing which you both see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, yet he himself says, the Lord the Father said to my Lord the Son, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all the house of Israel recognize beyond all doubt that God has made him both Lord, Master, and Christ, Messiah, the Anointed One, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart with remorse and anxiety.